We wanted to continue our discussion of Heseba and begin today with the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish is quoted in various sources, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. First, I want to call to your attention the Piskei Tshuvos. And he has a section here in Or Chaim Siman Tov Ayin Beis called Prote Dinim B'tzuras HaHeseba. And he writes the following. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yochin mako moshovo sheyeshev beheseba derech cherus. He should prepare and designate a place that will be suitable for heseba, and the heseba should be derech cherus. The Mishnah Berurah adds, rosho muta letzad smol. His head should be leaning towards the left. Al hamita, on some sort of a couch. Oal asavsol, v'karim tachas rosho etzel hashulchan. And what does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah writes, rosho verubo. In other words, it's not enough that his head is leaning towards the left, but his body as well should be leaning. Aval hasebas rosho bilvad, kigon sheminiach kise litzido uminiach kar al mishenes hakise meisiv roshalov einze klal hasevo lo yotzi yidei chovoso. Just to put a pillow on a chair, the chair is situated next to him, and he leans his head on the pillow, that's not hasevo. The entire body should be reclining. Umitzum in a muvcha shetia heseba kein shchiva bekursa o kise gadol kein mita. The best thing to do is if you have almost like a lying situation, we could lie in a bed or some sort of very large recliner. Yesh nogim lahasev al gabi mita derech shchiva bechol gufam. There are those who actually go the full 9 yards. They lie down completely flat. Derech Shchiva. He says that if someone doesn't have these possibilities, then the barest minimum would be to lean his head and most of his body on the chair that he's sitting on, and Hamita Atzmo Ba'avir. Yesh Kosev Shaseim Mitzvos Liyad HaShulchan Hamesiv al gal kurs gedom kam ksosos below shulchan von einem kai mitzkiti kuna. The seva should be near the table. You know, to lie in a bed that's far away from the table, that would not be sufficient. Now we mentioned the issue of noshim, and we'll come right back to the Piskei Tshuvos on noshim in a minute. First, as an introduction, we'll look in Rav Avad Yosef. Pesach dinei leil aser in chazon avadja. He says, isha chashuva shein baila makpid olea tzricha aseba v'cheinu minaga sfaradim v'edot ha-mizrach shanashim misivot. The sfaradiot are very careful about this. This is an ancient tradition that they do aseba mifnei she'ein derech lahakpid, because it's not usual for a husband to be makpid, to object to her doing a seva in lishanas. We shouldn't change this. We kol makom b'di'evid im lo yseva anoshim yotzi dechov v'yein tzrichos lachzor v'lishtos. Rav Avad Yosef says if the women omitted seva, there's no need for them to repeat the seva. So we'll come back to the Chazon Avadja in just a minute, but we started the Piskei Tshuvos. He writes, Isha ein tzricha sebel im keni chashuva kol anoshim shalom mikre chashuvos ach lo nagu lahasiv ki somchu al Rav Yosef b'zman hazein lahasiv. And that was the overview that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah. He writes, but haminag bein hasfaradim sha'af haminag, excuse me, bein hasfaradim sha'af hanoshim misivos. And he quotes the Chazon Avadja to the effect that the women have the custom amongst the Sfaradiyot to do a seba. Yeshikos v'shigam b'yedot Ashkenaz hanoshim esivos ein limchos b'yodam. That amongst Ashkenazios, it's a matter of, you know, it's even though the minhag is that they don't do a seba, but if they do a seba, we're not going to object. Yafa heinosim v'tovolem bracha. Now, as far as children are concerned, what we have here is the following. First of all, ben etzel aviv, afilu hu rabo muvok tzorech haseba shederech av limchol al kvodo libno. V'yama'av makpid al bno shalo yesev lefonav chayev lishmo bekolo. And this is also brought down in the Chazon Ovadia. L'chein yishtad l'vakish v'shus mirabo, l'kayim it's a seba, and certainly if his father is his Rebbe, he should be mevakish v'shus. Haminuk b'harbe kilo she'ein mevakshin v'shus, v'ein mesivin, u'befrat b'rabo muvok. There is a tradition that if a student is at his Rebbe's Seder, and it's his Rebbe Muvok, he learned from him most of his Torah, and certainly if he learned the methodology of Torah, there's no essay, but he's not even going to ask his Rebbe to be mochel him. Wave the Bakoshas Mechila. Now, as far as ktanim are concerned, he writes, "Yesh lechanech gam ktanim b'mitzvus haseba. Omnom ein tzarch lechancho lozeh migil achinuch lemitzvos lemitzvah siprit yisrochayim achilus matzah l'day lechancho b'haseba k'shu ben teisha o eser." In other words, the maturity level for chinuch lehaseba is about 9 or 10. Whereas for Sibritis Mitzrayim, it will begin at a much younger age. We should have the children participate in Agadah even when they're very young. But Faseba is a little bit older. Now, the Chazon Ovadia writes the following. Talmid lifnei rabo afal pisha eino rabo muvok ein tzor chaseba. Even if it's not his Rebbe Muvok, from whom he learned most of his Torah, nevertheless, no Heseba. Elim kein yitin lo rabo rishus, unless he gets express permission from his Rebbe. V'im avar v'hesiv, he shouldn't have done so, but he went ahead and he was mason. V'lo amar lo rabo klum, his Rebbe didn't point out anything to him. Havikin esinus rishus, that's implicit mechila. Talmud Chacham Muflog Afal Pishlo Lomad Mimenu Klum V'kolshkenim Talmud Chacham Nechshav L'godol Ador is also Lohasiv. There's no Haseba in front of someone who's an absolute Talmud Chacham, an outstanding Talmud Chacham, if he's the Godol Ador. He has a din of his Rebbe, even though he never learned formally by him. Hashamash, a servant, Tzor Haseba. Haseba ma'kevis gam bizman hazel das ashulchan aruch. V'lachein im lo hasiv b'kos ha'kiddush o b'kos ha'sheni tzorech lachzor v'lishtos b'haseba. So the psakir of Rav Ovadia Yosef, based on the shulchan aruch, is that in the first two cups, if he omitted haseba, he's got to repeat the drinking of those two cups. He says, "Vafilu v'kos hashlishi o revi yachzo lishtos be'aseba." Interesting. We saw in Tosfos that with regard to the third and fourth kosos, there's no repetition because of emosif and alakosos. But the Shulchan Aruch is not like that, and Rav Ovadia Yosef passes for the Sfaradim that even for the third and fourth kosos, will repeat the drinking if he omitted Haseba. Of course, Haseba has to be the side small, and that applies even to a lefty. B'dieved, if a lefty was mason v'yad v'tzad yamin, then he's yotze. He has various discussions here, which we'll shorten for now, about people who nebuch don't have arms and how they do a seba. He says we should mention to others sitting around the table, just remind them that they have to do a seba. Sometimes people forget to do a seba because that's not what they're used to the rest of the year. He writes, Tzorcha seba b'shtias dar l'kosos b'achilas ha-matzah va'korech va'fikomon v'shar kol sudosim heisiv ha-reizim meshubach u'ba'agada u'ba'halel. What should he do when he's reciting the Agada, reciting the Hallel, the Shar Brachos? Yesh machlokas beposkim. Im yirtza lo hasiv, yesh al milismach. The minig is really not so, but he says if you want to be masiv during the recitation of the Agada, the recitation of Hallel, that's also acceptable. And he has poskim that he's relying on. Again, I don't think he loses anything by doing a seva, although if a seba is Talmud Torah, as my Rebbe used to say, it requires, I think, reses the aim of the yira. Maybe a seba is not the proper posture, not appropriate for kriyas hagada and fahal. Anyone who chooses to do so, he has al milismach. He says, "Bebirkas hamazon, yivarech miyushav b'liyas seba. V'akidish nogim lomor me'umad, u'kshemesayim akidish, yoshev u'mesiv v'shoseh mikos akidish." So here, Avad Yosef says that kiddush is recited by amida. That certainly is not my minig. Kiddush is b'yeshiva. In Avad Yosef's perspective, the Heseba begins at the moment of Shtia, obviously, because he's not sitting for the Kiddush. Now, in the footnote here, he writes, "Binyan Heseba v'Hagadu v'Halel, Hatur b'Seder Leil HaPesel b'Ktzor Kosev v'Kshi Yivarech Pirkas HaMazon Yivarech Yoshev b'Li HaSeba." And that's explicit in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The implication is that during Hagadu the Hallel, which don't have the same status as Birkas HaMazon, there should be a Seba. And we see the Chumrah of Birkas HaMazon, also afil lishol mipnei ayira v'akovid. That's in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you don't respond to anyone during Birkas HaMazon, because Birkas HaMazon is on such a high level, the demands are very strict. In contrast, in Hallel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tov Pei Ches Tov Reish Mem Dalid that posek bekriyat shma berachos seva, posek kikriyat shma berachos seva, based on the Gemara Brachos, you could apply those leniencies that apply to Birchas Kriyat Shema to Hallel. So Hallel, in that sense, is on a lower madrega in terms of the strict requirements of no hefsek, in contrast to Birchas HaMazon. Haggadah has no bracha, and therefore you could be more mekel in Haggadah. Now, when he says that Haggadah has no bracha, he means up till, but not including the bracha of Gal Yisrael. When we get to Gal Yisrael, we have to be careful not to be mafsik. Then he says the following: Mefurish b'meiri b'psachim dalid kosos kulam tzrichim aseba hein b'shtiyosan hein advarim shayu mesudarim aleim ratzlom arkidush ukriyas ha'agod ukriyas ha'hal b'rich samozon. So the Meiri has a different shita. And the halacha, the requirement of a seba dalid kosos, includes the brachos, the respective brachos, following which we drink the four kosos. And he spells them out: kiddush, hagada, hallel, and birkas hamazon. And Rav Avad Yosef says that Bekiddush Ubirkas HaMazon lo nagu kemoso. However, there are those who do require a seber during the Haggadah and during the Hallel. And that's a long discussion here in the footnote here in Chazon Ovadia. Now, the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that if you forgot Haseba in the first Kos in Kiddush, then Hol Ve'idne Ein Derech Lishtos Bein Hashtayim Arishonos. In our context, we don't drink between the first Kos and the second Kos. Then he should not drink the first Kos a second time. He says, "In Kain Havile Nimlach, v'im Shasa Tzok Levarach Al Kos Ta'acher Bor Pri Agofen." If he repeats the Shti of the first Kos, it's like a case of Nimlach, and he would require to repeat the Bor Pri Agofen. Then the Magen Avraham adds the following point. He says that if at the moment that he makes the Bor Pri Agofen on the first Kos, he has a Tanai that this Bor Pri Agofen should be Chal vis-a-vis any Shtia that's necessary in event that he doesn't do a Seba, then he should drink a second Kos to replace the first Kos. So again, he's sort of preempting, this is a preemptive defense that he has a Tanai in mind that he'll drink more than just the first Kos with the Bor Pri Agofen. And then he's okay, because then he doesn't need a second Bor Pri Agofen. Now, La Halacha, says the Chazon Ovadia, based on the Shulchan Aruch, we don't make a bracha on the second Kos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Sfaradim don't make a bracha on the second Kos. It means that automatically, the Bor Pri Agofen extends straight through until we get to Birkas HaMazon. If that be the case, then if he omitted Heseba on the first Kos, he will not make a second Bor Pri Agofen, and he'll drink the second Kos. He'll repeat the first Kos as if it was his second Kos. Technically, it's his first Kos, but he can do that and leave out the Bor Pri Agofen. There's no problem whatsoever. So for Ashkenazim, the Magen Avraham presents a problem if he forgot to do a seba on the first Kos, because he's going to require a Bor Pri Agofen on the second Kos, unless he made a Tanai. For Sfaradim, there's no problem. They don't make a bracha between the first and second Kos. Now, as far as Haseba during the Suda is concerned, the Ramah quotes, based on the Rambam, that L'chatchil Yesiv kol ha-Suda v'achilosa v'shtiyosa b'dieved yotza b'shas achilas k'zayis matzu dalid kosos. Yeshe kosu she'aseba meshach kol ha-Suda eina ela l'mitzah min ha-muvchar b'zmanenu she'ein regilum l'hosiv. The Yemos Hashana, Nogim Shein Yoshim Besuda Vaseba Lufi Sheyesh Pazet Torech. Notice Haseba requires their Cherus. Haseba should be an enhancement of your enjoyment of the food. That's not so in our time. We're not Rogil to do it, and therefore the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar would not be applicable. What about the case of Afikoman without Haseba? That's something that that we would want to discuss. So first of all, let's talk about matzah without Haseba. And there's an interesting discussion in the Mikroi Kodesh of Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank with regard to the following question. If, let's say, he omitted Haseba at the moment of Achilas Matzah, and now he wants to know if he could be Yotzei the Mitzvah Haseba as a replacement for the Matzah with Korech, with the Matzah that he eats together with the Morar. And he quotes the Aderes. The Aderes asks the following question. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Ayin Beis, Achabal HaSeba Lo Yotze Tzork Lachzar V'lechel BaSeba. why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch offer you the option, the fallback position of being mekayim the mitzvah seibu with korech? We don't use korech for the mitzvah, meaning korech is not a substitute for the mitzvah of matzah, and that's because korech has the mar in it, and the mar is considered rishus in contrast to the matzah, because mar bizmana says only drabanan, and we have a principle that achiv drabanan is vis-a-vis a doraisa is considered rishus, and therefore it's mevatel l'tam matzah. And the chiyuv haseba, since it's only derabanan, if he eats without haseba, he was yotzei his chova doraisa of matzah. Now he has to fulfill his chova derabanan of matzah b'haseba. Since he ate an achilus matzah in a technical, mechanical act of achila, the rabbanan require an achila sheyesh ba cherus, so that's a rabbinic requirement. And with regard to that requirement, the marar has the same status as the matzah that he's going to eat now with korech to replace the matzah that he ate without haseba, meaning the matzah without haseba, the first gezeis that he was yotzi's mitzvah doraisa. Now he has a chiv derabanan to convert and transform his achilus matzah into an achilus sheyesh ba cherus, and that's only a chiv derabanan. And therefore, there's no reason why the marar should be mevatel the matzah. Both the marar and the matzah are under rabbanon. They're on the same level. So there's no halacha of rishus mevatel mitzvah here. So the Aderis asks, why is it that the mechaber requires that you repeat the achilus matzah if you forgot haseba? Why not fall back on the Korech? Let's recommend and advocate that he fulfill his obligation of matzah, in this case the Rabbanon, with Haseba during Korech. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says the following, that when the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and it's all based on the Rosh, that lo yotzi dei chovas Haseba al yidei chovas matzah yotza, it means that even midrabanan you yotze your chiyuv of matzah, meaning the chiyuv haseba, even according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, remains an independent mitzvah. You remember, as we discussed in the last shiur, that the Brisker Rav suggested that Bishleim, according to the Rambam, haseba is a separate independent kiyuv, whereas according to the Rosh, Haseba is integral, it's inherent, to the mitzvah of matzah. However, the tshuva of Mikrai Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who's the same author as Har Tzvi, he disagreed with the interpretation of the Rosh that was offered by the Brisker Rav, and he says even the Rosh agrees that Haseba is a separate kiyum, and when the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch speak about lo yotzi dechovaso and the need to repeat the achila, that's only to facilitate the kiyum of haseba as a separate independent kiyum, and therefore the matzah itself has no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the achilas matzah with haseba to right in the case where the first achila was without haseba. And of course, we asked the question on Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, if the matzah that he's eating now is simply for the purpose of the kiyum haseba, is not a matzah shel mitzvah, because his mitzvah he fulfilled even on the rabbanon level with the first achilus matzah. So you have an independent chiyuv and kiyum of haseba, so how is that haseba achieved with a matzah that's not a matzah shel mitzvah? It should be no different than the rest of his suda. It's like doing a haseba when he eats his gefilte fish. But be that as it may, leaving that question as an outstanding question, according to the Mahalach, the approach of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Chiyuv HaSeba is a separate Chiyuv Bidin Cherus, and it never forms a condition in the mitzvah of achilas matzah and to be ma'akiv that mitzvah even on a derabbanan level. Therefore, we have the following problem. Says Reb Tzifas of Frank, and I quote, L'chein eino shover l'chiyuv achilas morar. U'miachav ein chiyuv asey b'shover l'chiyuv achilas morar. Chazer atam di osi morar u'mevato l'matzo. The language here is eino shover l'chiyuv achilas morar. That's a little bit confusing here. If he's saying that the achila v'seba, meaning he's eating the matzah together with korech with the mora, is not an achilas mitzvah, and therefore he's only trying to accomplish the goal of v'seba, that mitzvah v'seba is not on the same level as the mitzvah of mora. The mitzvah of Haseba, in a sense, is inferior to Mara. Mara is the guf achila, is the mitzvah, whereas Haseba is just an embellishment of the achila. It's not a tanai in any mitzvah, in any achila per se. It's just a separate, independent kium of Haseba that floats in the air. Okay, fine. So they're not shava. So what's the problem here? Is there some power or force that's mevatel the other, and which is mevatel which? You could say that the mara is mevatel the matzah, but that's very difficult to say because the matzah itself is rishus. So say that the mitzvah should be mevatel the rishus, that I don't know. I always understood the other way around, that the rishus is mevatel the mitzvah. And perhaps we could say that according to this mahalach, the right derech to approach it is that the achilas matzah would be mevatel the achilas mara. I don't know. But in general, I would say the following, that Haseva Bekorech is a little bit confusing if you view the mitzvah from both perspectives here of Haseva and Morar. I mean, this Morar in Korech is not like the separate Achil of Morar. It's a zecher lekorech shebemigdash, replacing the mitzvah of korban pescha al matzah sumrom yochluhu, and therefore the mar itself is not really a mitzvah sachila per se. It's only a nechal. So it's not clear to me what's going on here when we say that Haseba is not shove to achilas morar, and therefore the problem of mevatlos zu es zu is going to kick in here, is going to operate. I'm not sure what's being mevatel what over here. Just again, very quickly, just to summarize, either what we're saying here is that the morar is somehow mevatel the Haseba, which again I don't know how that works, or alternatively, that the Haseba, since the Achilas Matzah is purely Rishus, is Mevatel the Morar. Now, if what we're saying is that the Achilas Matzah itself is a kind of a Rishus, because he was Yotzei his Chiyuv Matzah, both Doraisa and Rabbanan, with the first Achil without Haseba, that's a little bit problematic, because how can you call the Achilas Korech a Rishus if we're doing it Zecher L'Migdash? That itself would upgrade the Achilas Matzah as a mitzvah per se, albeit Rabbanon. And if you want to say it's lower than the Rabbanon, because it's only Zecher L'Migdash, I mean, that's the same level of the Marar. Unless you want to say that the mitzvah of Haseba, on the contrary, should be upgraded. If you look in the Harei Kodesh of Rav Yosef Cohen on the bottom of footnote number 9, he writes, the chiv derabbanan shel Haseba eino shaveh lechiv shel achilas mara biatzmo. Mishum shechiv Haseba eino tnai bi'etzem ha-mitzvah shel achilas matzah elihi mitzvah ne'atzmo midin cherus. It sounds like he's putting Haseba on a lower level than Achilas Morar. And if that be the case, then somehow the Heseba and the Achilus Matzah with Heseba is now being Mevatel the Morar. The simple pshat here in the Harei Kodesh, in the Mikroi Kodesh, is that Morar is Mevatel the Matzah. Now, why is that so? Matzah is only Rishus insofar as the fact that Heseba is not Likuvin Matzah. So this has to be worked out. You have to iron out all the kinks over here. But the kasha here, I think, is clearer than the teretz. The kasha is, why can he not be yotzei Heseba with korech as a replacement for the achilus matzah, which was lacking Heseba? And somehow the answer's got to be within the realm of bittul, that by lowering the level of Heseba, the achilas matzah becomes a reshus that's mevatel the morar. That's what I think he's saying. Alternatively, the mitzvah haseba is quasi doraisa as a kiyum unto itself. It's derech cherus, which puts it up on a doraisa level, and the morar is down below. And somehow, the achila of the morar is a reshus in comparison to the achila of Heseba, of the matzah of Heseba, and it now undermines the achila per se. And that touches on a whole different hakir about how bittul works here. Does bittul mean that you completely undermine the ma'is achila, or bittul only relates to the kiyum? If it only relates to the kiyum, it's hard to say that matzah of korech would be mevatel the kiyum of derech cherus. If you want to say it completely nulls and voids the achila, then the Heseba is not a Heseba of achila. You could begin to understand such a thing. It might be logical, but if you're talking about halachas and kiyum, I don't see why the kiyum of matzah, the kiyum of morar in the case of korech, should be mavata the kiyum of Heseba derech cherus. Now I want to discuss with you the following issue. What about afikomen? He ate the afikomen without Heseba. Does he have to repeat another Achilas Kizayis Afikoman? So we want to start here with the Mishnah Bura. The Mishnah Bura is in Simon Tuf Ayin Beis Sifkat Nechav Beis, and he says, when it says that V'chein b'achilas matzah, he says, "Hani sheyachzav v'yochal kizayis matzah below bracha u'miu b'afikomenim shachach liochla b'aseba lo yachzav v'yochlena da'aso lechol shnei pa'amim afikoman." So the Mishnah Berurah is adamantly opposed to repeating the achilas afikoman, because we cannot eat an afikoman twice. What he probably means is that the afikoman represents the Korban Pesach, and it's got to be the closure of his suda. It's got to be nechal asova in maftir nachal pesach afikoman. Now to go ahead and eat another afikoman, that afikoman cannot replace the Korban Pesach insofar as he's already replaced the Korban Pesach with the first afikoman. But let's fast forward to Siman Tuf Ayin Zayin. And there, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalit. He writes, the Mechaber says, Liachar gmar kol asuda ochel mimatz hashmur etachas amapa kizayis kol echad zechel epescha nechal asov yochlena b'aseba. The afikom requires aseba, says the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, ubidieved im shachach v'ochlo below aseba, eino tzarech lachzor v'lechol im kosha olav ha'achila. Here, the Mishnah Berurah adds another factor to alleviate him of an obligation to repeat the afikoman a second twice, and that factor is kasha olav ha'achila. And if you take a look in the Shaar Tzion, he quotes Rashi and the Rashbam. So here in Tafayin Zayin, as opposed to what he wrote in Tafayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is actually worried about those Rishonim who maintain that the Ikar Achilas Kizayis Matzah is the Bachrono Matzah, and therefore if you omitted Haseba, certainly the Afikom should be eaten a second time, but nevertheless Kashal of Achila, and therefore, you know, we're going to rely on those Rishonim who say that he was Yotze with the first Kizayis Matzah. But clearly the implication of the Mishnah Berurah here in Tafayin Zayin is that if it's not an issue, if the factor of Kashal of Achila is not relevant, then he certainly should be eating a second Kizayis Fafikomen. And he's completely oblivious to what he himself wrote a few simonim earlier, that Ein Ochlin Afikomen Shnei Piyamim. In other words, when we say Alayla Zeh Shnei Piyamim, we're referring to Tibul, we're not referring to Matzah, and certainly not to the Afikomen. Now, the Tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelik Gimel, Archaim Chelik Gimel, Simon Samach Gimel, he tries to reconcile these two statement to the Mishnah Berurah. Wants to say the following: B'siman tafayin zayin ayri kshadayin hu kodem birkas hamazon. We eat the afikomen before we bench nirtza, and then we bench. So he says the following: if he hasn't been meisiach das from his suda, and he ate the kizayis afikomen within the context of the suda, he doesn't need a new bracha on the Kizayis Afikomen, then we certainly should be machmir, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Zayin advocates for the Shitas Rashi and the Rashbam, that the Kizayis of the Afikomen is the main Achilas Matzah, and therefore replace it with a second Achila if you omitted Heseba in the first Achila. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Ayin Zayin. However, in Taf Ayin Beis, Ayriya Mishnah Berurah Achar Birkas Amazon, Sha'af Kshenizkar Konim Birkas Bori Pia Govna Al Kosa Shlishi Areyu Inyan Isa Ligrom Brachas Harbishlo Litzorach. What the Mishnah Berurah is worried about is a situation where it was after Birkas HaMazon, now it dawns on him that he omitted Heseba in his Afikomen. He's going to now require a new bracha in order to eat a new Kizayis of Afikomen to replace the first one that he ate without Heseba. And here he says the Mishnah Berurah is worried about a Chashash Isur, the Asur Lo Lechol Afikomen Acher Bishvil Haseba, Afshalo Koshal of Achila, the Af Bisharotza Lahachmir. And the reason for that is Ligrom Brachos Harbe Shalo Litzorach. We don't, you know, if a person's hungry and that's why he's eating, so alright, he finished the suit, he benched, and now he wants to start a new suit, he's hungry, fine. That's a different scenario. He didn't do it deliberately. He benched, he thought he was finished, Gendik, and now they bring him out, who knows what, and he's hungry, he wants to start a new meal. But here, what's motivating him to eat the Afikoman is the possibility that he wasn't Yotze his mitzvah, according to those Rishonim, without Heseba. And now, he has no real desire to eat, and maybe he's being Gorem Brachal Shalol Litzorech, because it could be that he was Yotze the mitzvah Afikomen, which he ate without a seva. And not only that, if he was exempt and had fulfilled his mitzvah Afikomen that he ate without a seva, then he's not allowed to eat, because ein maftir nachar pesach Afikomen. So he's got a double whammy over here. He's got a chashash iser of bracha shein tzricha. He's got a chashash iser of eating after the Afikomen. The second Isur maybe is not so severe because he could be Yotze the mitzvah al asova with the second Afikomen. Strange thing to talk about. And keep in mind also that the Rav Yoh that we discussed and was reflected in the Ramah says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Seba. And certainly we rely on the Rav Yoh when necessary. For example, in the case of Nashim. And here, in the case where he ate the Afikoman without Heseba, there's room to rely on the Rav Yoh. But again, that's only after Birkas HaMazon when you have the additional issue of Bracha Sheinu Tzricha. The Mishnah Berurah here in Tofayin Zayin is talking before Birkas HaMazon. There's no issue of adding a bracha. He's not going to make a bracha, and therefore he should be machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, for the Shitos that the Kizayis Matzah Bachrona is the Ikar Achilas Mitzvah Shel Matzah. And therefore, he should replace the Afikoman with Haseba. Now, I'd like to share with you an insight of the Rav Zechor Levracha, which is quoted by Rav Shurkin in the Hare Kedem, and the Rav says the following. The Gemara writes at the beginning, the Mishnah at the beginning of Arvei Psochim, Afilu Oni Lo Yochal Ad Sheyesev, and the Tosfos says the Salka Daita Seva Oni Lo Chshiva Seva Tein Lo Ma Lahosiv Yein Zeder Cherus. It sounds like the mitzvah of a seva requires a mita, a shulchan, and therefore maybe the oni doesn't have that possibility of doing a seva. However, lamaskana, we say that even the haseba of an oni, possibly without a mita, nevertheless it is considered haseba. That's as far as Tosfos is concerned. Rashi and the Rashbam write, lo yochal Belele Psachim Ad Sheyesev Kiderech B'nei Chorin Al Amitav Al Shulchan Zeich L'Cherus. Clearly, there's an explicit statement requiring here Mita and Shulchan to be Mekayim Heseba. And therefore, even the Ani, who's Chayiv and Heseba, apparently will have to have a Mita and a Shulchan. That's the Ikar Chovas Heseba. If the Ani doesn't have a mita and a shulchan, and that's the case, the scenario of Tosfos, then would his obligation with regard to Dalet Kosos to be mechazer al psochim in order to guarantee that he has money, charity money coming in to buy, to obtain Dalet Kosos, would that extend even to a mita and a shulchan? If Mita and Shulchan defines the Iker Chovas HaSeba, then there's room to assume that when the Ani goes around collecting Minat Staka, he's got to make sure that he has enough money to buy a Mita and a Shulchan. But the Rav, in fact, came to a different conclusion. And he said the following. The Chefta of HaSeba is Adam Nishan Al Mita, or al kol davar acher, v'afil al gabi karka, aval im rak mates gufo letzad smol belili shoen ein zeh seba klal. The requirement of mita and shulchan that we saw in Rashi and the Rashbam, which defines the heft of a seba, means that there's got to be nishan. He's got to be leaning on something. Lafuki, a case where he moves his body, reclines towards the left side, but he's not leaning on something. That's not considered a seba. So the requirement of mita and shulchan is not a separate requirement of mita and shulchan, but rather to be leaning on something. For example, let's say someone has a chair that he sits on at the seba, at the table, and he doesn't have arms in the chair. It's an armless chair. He's not leaning on anything. He has not therefore fulfilled, according to Rav Soloveitchik, his mitzvah of a seba, but he doesn't need a mita and a shulchan. Now, what about achilas karpas? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that he says, ochel gamkein beseba smol, that even the karpas requires Haseba on the left side. And the reason for that, Lechora, is pashut. And the reason for that is because karpas is a kiyum in Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore derech eris applies to karpas as well. Now, with regard to kizayis marar, surely there ochlo below a seba, because the kiyum sipur of marar is zecher li marirus zecher li avdus, and therefore derech eris is totally inapplicable and out of place. Once again, we saw the Meiri, who's of the opinion that Haseba is meaningful not just during the Shtia of Dalit Kos, not just during the Achilas of Matzah, but also during the Haggadah, the reading of the Haggadah, the Kiddush, the reciting of Kiddush, and Halal and Birkas HaMazon. And then the Meiri adds, Bechol Asud HaReza Meshuvach. The Ramah says, L'chatchil Yesev Kol Asuda. But as we discussed early, in the name of Rav Avad Yosef, to require like the Meiri Haseba during Birkas HaMazon is very questionable, very iffy, very, very difficult. And as we saw earlier in the Piskei Tshuvos, to eat your Haseba, to eat your meal by Haseba, Bizman HaZed, and we're not Ragil to Haseba, that is a bit of a problem. It's not derech eris. In a sense, he undermines his tanug, his onig Shabbos, his onig yontif. When I say Shabbos, I mean this year, the Baruch Hashem, Pesach coincides with Shabbos. Now, as far as the Amiras HaBracha is concerned, I want to share with you something here in the Halicha Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he writes that B'shas Amiras HaBracha, this is in Perek Chi of Pesach Seder Leil HaPesach, and it's at the very end here, Noam Os Memdali writes, Amiras Bracha Tzricha Lios B'Kovid Rosh U'B'Mora L'chein Ein Li Omra B'Haseba. So B'shas HaBracha, there's no Haseba, and the reason for that is it requires Mora and it requires COVID rush. So even though the Meiri does have Haseba, B'shas Kiddush, and Kriyas HaGadah, we might want to circumscribe that to the, you know, to the Haggadah, and possibly extend it to the Halal, but not to apply it to the Birchas Kiddush, and certainly not to the bracha at the end of Magid. A bracha requires Mora and Kovid Rosh. We discussed last time in the previous Shia that already from the moment he puts the food into his mouth, he's already Chayv and Haseba. Haseba should take him from the beginning of his Achil to the end of Achila, meaning it, till the point it's down in his body. Now, there is a discussion here of, as we said before, mishenes, that a person should be matiz gufo and be leaning on something for a seba. Without that, he's not makayim as a seba. That's what we saw from the Rav. And other sfarim quote the same psak in the name of Rav Chaim Ibrisk. Haseba derech eris is dafka liyad ha-shulchan. So we need to be a mishenet, we need al yad ha-shulchan in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Haseba derech chirus. Rav Yoshev is quoted as saying that Yoshev al amito v'iniach letzido korim ad legova kotei fenotek tzas, that apparently Rav Yosef Shalom El Yosh's his minig was to sit on a bed, lean back on pillows that reached all the way up, one pillow on top of the other, to his shoulders. And they say about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who is the mechutin of Rav Yoshev, that he sat on a chair with a mishenet, and he put his roa, his forearm, onto the mishenet. He put a pillow onto the mishenet, and that's what he's masiv on. Again, just to review, as Seba, in the presence of his father's Rebbe, is the Shulchan Aruch says there's a difference between father and Rebbe. Father, yes. Rebbe, no. And a discussion about a chassan who's at the Seder table of his father-in-law. The difference between Rebbe Muvok, Rebbe Shena Muvok, as we discussed earlier. The Seba in front of a Talmud Chacham was considered the Gadol Adar. And that itself requires Kabbalah's Rishus, because the Gadol Adar is like your Rebbe. And we saw in Rav Avad Yosef that even if he's a Rebbe She'eino Muvok, also he needs Rishus. Father-in-law has basically the status of a father. There's an assumption of Mechila. If on the other hand his father-in-law is also his Rebbe, he's going to have to ask for Mechila. And if he gets the Mechila, then both in the case of his Rebbe and in the case of his father-in-law's his Rebbe, or his father's his Rebbe, he will be masiv. The father should be very lenient, and so should the Rebbe, in order to facilitate the Kima Mitzvah Aseba. If the father is makpin not to Aseba, then although there are svaras to say that there's no Kibarav, but Lamaskana, the poskim say that we have to be careful about Mora Aviv and not to do the Haseba without the Rishus from his father. Yirotzo me bizoche, Timakayim Olavitz Salila, the Haseba Derecherus. Please keep in mind that the Shulchan Aruch for one paskins that even Bizman Azeh, Haseba is an absolute requirement. The Brisker Rav says that in the case of the Shitas HaRosh and the Mechaber following the Shitas HaRosh, you have to repeat with, if you left out Haseba because you're missing Gufa and the Kiyum of Matzah. That's the way the Mitzvah of Haseba was established, as part and parcel of the Kiyum of Matzah, though Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has a different Mahalach. And even with regard to Noshim, in the case of Sfaradiyot, the minhag is that they definitely do Haseba, but the Evid, they're Yotzi without Haseba. The Ashkenazios are not required to do Haseba, but the minhag seems to be to do Haseba. I take this opportunity to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.